brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by the Bose Headset 10. With over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2010 with Jim Durr. He's program director for Lockheed Martin's Flight Services. Jim, how is the program going? You're into it 4 or 5 years now. There were some complaints at the beginning. Got those worked out?
Yeah, we sure have. If you look at the very beginning of the program, as we transitioned over into Lockheed Martin from the FAA, you had the typical type of transitional issues that pop up as you're putting in new developmental software and so on and so forth. And since that time, if you look metrically at our performance levels, it has improved dramatically, and we are doing very well from a program metrics perspective. The customer complaints are down, and we're actually getting some compliments every now and then. And if you add into that the overall service that's being provided by the specialists, I think we're doing very well right now.
I'm sure you'll remember, and we certainly remember, that when this contract was allowed, the sky was going to fall. The flight services and flight safety, as we know it, was going to disappear entirely because you couldn't possibly do what you said you were going to do. It just hasn't worked out that way, has it?
Well, no. We're sitting here at Sun and Fun, right? It's a beautiful day outside. There's lots of airplanes in the sky. We have a lot of folks coming up and coming right up here to the counter and talking to our specialists, and things are going very well. We have, like I said, shown significant increases in our performance levels, and I'm very comfortable with where we are right now. So, no, things are going very well.
Okay, let's talk about some numbers. First of all, the number of flight service stations that are open is a fraction of what were open when you took over. To a lot of people, the numbers make a difference. They see six flight service stations instead of what you had before, and they say, how can they possibly provide the service?
Well, as you probably already know, Russ, we have three main hubs in Ashburn, Virginia, in Fort Worth, Texas, and in Prescott, Arizona. And those hubs were manned by folks from a variety of different places, including those other locations that have been shut down. So we have a consolidated effort to put the right people in the right jobs. All of our specialists are certified to do national briefings across the United States. They are certified in their specific area of responsibility, and they provide that service in a virtual world. I mean, it's a different world than it was in the past. And, you know, through our automated call directing and the way we can move things around, we can handle the flow as it comes in into our flight services. So it seems to be working very well right now.
What are the numbers like regarding the number of pilots who are actually calling for briefings?
Well, I think probably you're probably familiar with this, but there has been a decrease in overall general aviation traffic that's been measured since 2000, and we see some decreases year over year. We provide the appropriate levels of staffing in order to handle the amount of traffic that's coming in. And metrically speaking, we're seeing the traffic go down. Now, of course, with the recessionary period that happened here in the last year and a half, we did see that increase, an additional decrease from what we had seen in previous years, year over year. If that picks up, then we probably should be back on to where we were, which is there is just a general decrease in general aviation traffic.
Can you tell us what the numbers are like for that decrease?
I think what we have been seeing since 2000 is about a 6% decrease year over year. Last year was about a 14% decrease is what we were seeing in calls coming into our service. And I think right now what we're looking at is a projection going forward of about 6% per year.
Now, is that reduction in calls parallel to a reduction in GA traffic, or is it people dropping out of the FSS system?
Oh, good question. I think it parallels fairly closely to that. We do see some folks dropping off. Some of the more internet savvy folks are going into some of the internet components. However, it's hard to measure that kind of thing because you'll have folks that will go onto the DUOT system online, and then they'll call us for a pre-flight briefing or some other service. So it's hard to actually measure one for one. But it does seem to parallel those general aviation reductions.
With all the flight planning products that are available out there, is Is flight services a thing of the past? Is it going to go away? Should it go away?
Well, I think that, you know, I have my opinion. I think the pilots would agree that it's nice to have a personal touch, be able to talk to a human being and ask questions and maybe pick up some information that you didn't think to pick up. The specialists do provide the services requested, and they also provide a little bit more information that perhaps was forgotten to be asked or looked up. So if you look at it from a personal perspective, you know, you can work with the internet, but if you have a lot of specific questions, then you really don't have that person to talk to. So we have the specialists there, and they are that person that you can ask a interactive type question to.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the ninth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2009 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clear audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.